Milwaukee Mennonite Church. We are especially pleased today to have Allison Casella Brookins, who's the pastor of Chicago Community Mennonite Church. Yes. She is joining us as our guest preacher and will be presenting our reflection this evening. So it is a particular delight to have you with us, Allison. Thank you for coming. Today, we are going to be focusing particularly on the gospel story of the healing of the 10 lepers. The artwork that is here was created by a Christian community in Cameroon. The way they did this was in listening to some biblical texts. Community members were kind of acting out a response to the text, and then there were photographs taken, and then from those photographs, paintings were created. And so this is the one that focuses on that gospel story of the healing of the 10 lepers. So the themes that we will be getting in are themes particularly of giving thanks and of thinking about how that is connected to our response to God and to emotions, and in particular, emotions such as gratitude and joy. So with that in mind, I found for our opening prayer, this comes from the Revised Common Lectionary Prayers. I am going to read this aloud and would invite you to join me in prayer. You're welcome to read the words on the screen as well. O God, in your Son, Jesus Christ, you richly bless us with all that we need, bread from the earth and the bread of heaven, which gives life to the world. Grant us one more thing, grateful hearts to sing your praise in this world and the world to come. Amen. And as we continue in worship and continue with reflecting on what it means to have grateful hearts and to sing God's praise, we're going to listen again to the song of basically our November song of the month, which is Malembe Toko. And just a reminder, again, this song comes from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Let me admit one more person. And I think that it's sung in the language of Lingala. A translation that I've seen, which as best I can tell is a closer English translation of the Lingala words, is we follow the Lord along the gradual road to heaven. There is an English version that was written by Joseph Kambemba. As long as we follow in the way that God is leading, we know God's reign will surely come. We know this. Yes, God's reign will surely come. And then some additional verses, as long as we hope, there is a future for creation, a future for the universe. As long as we pray, as long as we act. And so I think this song captures certainly a sense, a spirit of hopefulness, but also with that, I think a sense of confidence and gratitude. And again, as we think about how gratitude can connect to joy, I wanted to play for us the video recording of the university choir from Dar es Salaam University, because I think that this particular recording really embodies that spirit of joyfulness. Thank you. We're going to move now into a time of listening to God's word. And this has various pieces to it. This will include the children's time and also listening to the scripture text, the gospel story. And then after that, we'll be part of the children's time. And then we'll move into the reflection from Allison. So at this point, it's time for the children's time. I'm going to start sharing my screen again. And there should hopefully be some time for the kids to interact and talk back with me. So be ready, please, to unmute yourself if you want to participate. And I have to tell you, I'm sharing a PowerPoint slide. So I've just suddenly lost my ability to see all of you who are in the Zoom windows. So if you want to speak, I'm going to rely on you unmuting yourself and speaking to me. But hopefully you can see on the screen this slide that says Thanksgiving. This is the major holiday that's coming up in just about a week and a half. And this is a holiday that we associate with various things, with harvest time, with a big meal, maybe a turkey, maybe lots of vegetables, maybe lots of desserts, with a family gathering. But as you can see from the name of the holiday, in the name itself, there's really an emphasis on giving thanks, on saying thank you. So my question to all of you who are listening is, why is it important to say thank you? Go ahead and just speak up if you have something to say.
It's important to thank people because it's polite and
it's polite. It's great. Your parents have been training you well. Any other responses?
It's important to say thank you because someone's doing something nice.
Yeah, someone's doing something nice. And how does it, when that person is doing something nice and you thank them, how do you think it makes them feel?
Happy, like they feel good about when someone says thanks to them.
Yeah.
Makes them kind of proud, and yourself, it makes you kind of proud too.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. So it makes the other person feel happy and proud, and it makes you feel good as well. Yeah. These are fantastic responses. So thank you. We're going to now listen to a gospel story about someone who said thank you to Jesus. So Steve, go ahead and take it away.
Okay, this is Luke 17, verses 11 to 19. Jesus was still heading toward Jerusalem, taking a road that went along the border between Samaria, which was considered bad territory, and Galilee. On the outskirts of a border town along this road, he was greeted from a distance by a group of 10 people who were under quarantine because they had a skin disease known as leprosy. The 10 lepers shouted from a distance, "Jesus, Master, show mercy to us." And Jesus said,
"Go now and present yourselves to the priests for inspection of your disease."
They went, and before they even reached the priests, their skin disease was healed. leaving no trace of the disease that had separated them from their community. One of them, the instant he realized he had been healed, turned and ran back to Jesus, shouting praises to God. He kneeled himself down at Jesus' feet. Thank you. Thank you. Now, this fellow happened to be a Samaritan. Jesus said,
didn't all 10 receive the same healing this fellow did? Where are the other 9? Was the only one who came back to give God praise an outsider? Get up and go your way. Your faith has made you healthy again.
Thank you, Steve and Lori, for sharing that scripture lesson with us. As we listen to this story, I want to highlight just a couple of things. One thing is these 10 men who had leprosy, which is a kind of skin disease, it was a big deal for them to get healed of this skin disease, because not only were they receiving a physical healing, people who had this sort of skin disease or illnesses like this lived really on the margins of society. They weren't able to very fully participate in social and religious gatherings. And so they were excluded a lot from the community. And so when Jesus heals them, not only is Jesus restoring them to physical health, but Jesus is also restoring them to the community and restoring their ability to participate, for example, in church. And so that's why they went to the priests to show that they had been made clean. So this is, it's really a huge. And there's one of them who comes back to say thank you to Jesus, to really express his gratitude to receive such a great gift. And one of the things that intrigues me about this story is what Jesus says to this man at the end. Not only does he say, hey, there were 10, right? Where are the other 9? But also in response to this one man who comes back, Jesus says, your faith has healed you. And I paused at that and I thought, well, wait, weren't all 10 of them healed? Didn't all 10 of them get cured of their skin disease? And so that's made me ask, is there something else going on here? Is there a deeper way in which this man who came back to say thank you was enjoying a kind of healing? And that's making me think about the act of saying thank you and the act of expressing gratitude. I'm going to go back to sharing my screen again. I think that saying thank you or expressing our gratitude, it's kind of like exercise. It's like a muscle that the more we exercise it, the stronger it gets. So just like if we do a lot of biking or running and we work those muscles, they get stronger and stronger. And in the same way, as we say thank you more and more, our gratitude muscles get stronger and stronger. And so I'm going to offer us a couple of ways to practice expressing gratitude and also kind of learning to pay attention and watch for the things that we might say thank you for. So one of these is a file that I sent with the email with the Zoom link. It included a file with this gratitude scavenger hunt. So this is an activity that any of you are welcome to do in the coming days or weeks, even however long it takes you. So just some suggestions of different things that you might go about looking for that you can feel gratitude for and express thanks for. So that's one thing. And then another thing, I think there's a deep connection between feeling gratitude and paying attention. And so to help us pay attention to today's worship service, I want to invite you to draw, if that's something that you like to do and something that helps you to stay tuned into what you're listening to. So especially as Pastor Allison is giving us the reflection in just a moment, or also after that, during the sharing time, I invite you to listen and as think about what you're hearing, what does the service make you think of, and is there something that makes you inspired to draw? So that's my invitation to all of you today. And thank you all for your attention and your participation. I'm going to hand this over now to Allison to share our reflection. For those of you who are listening, I'll invite you, perhaps you may find it helpful if your view isn't already on speaker view, to put it on speaker view at this point. And thank you very much, Allison, for coming to share with us today.
Thank you, Sarah, and thank you, everybody. Just a minute ago, my window was rattling really, really loud. We have 50 mile per hour wind gusts right now. I don't know if it's something you'd be able to hear, but if you hear a rattling, just know that it's my window rattling. I apologize for that. We didn't talk about this, Sarah, but I actually wonder if we could share that first slide again of the art from Cameroon. My sermon is actually in the form of a poem, and I'm not all that interesting to look at. And I love doing this kind of practice of like looking deeply at a work of art while also listening and hearing a story. So you should have, at least on a laptop, you have some options for like looking at this person who's speaking in a small box or switching them or like, so I'll just give you a second to figure out how you want to set up your screen. So if you want to see me or you want to see the art, whichever is fine by me. I haven't been touched in a very long time. My skin is a mockery of flesh, sloughing off, roughed like chaff blown to the wind. I am split wide, peeking through the cracks and spilling out. I am broken. I long for human touch, but live beyond their borders, lurking at the edges, drawing near, but pushing them away. Unclean, I cry when any step too close. Unclean, I name myself, so they will know and have mercy and stay away. I haven't been touched in a very long time, not even by a glance. They skim my mangled flesh, not lingering long enough to see, but long enough to know I am broken. I found these others. Ones like me, 10 together, we haunt the margins, scraping our lives from rocks. 9 like me, but not like me, they say. Samaritan, they call me. Impure, mixed up descendant of outsiders. Though as a child, I was rocked by songs of Israel, taught by her words, feared her God. We called ourselves Israelites. Yet no, they say, I am Samaritan. So I live on the edge of those who live on the edge, balancing a ridge so narrow we all risk falling. I haven't been touched in a very long time. We hear of a chance, a traveling teacher who with a sideways word thrown as to the dogs can heal us. We go. None of us knows if the other believes, but our tumbling collective mind is made up by our feet that turn without decision towards this chance. None of us knows if the others remember what it is like to be whole, to be loved, touched. None of us knows if the other dares to hope. We lurk beside the village path. Sun slices air, cutting us exposed. We wait. We see the teacher. Surrounded by his friends, we cast our hope to him. Jesus, we cry, all 10 together. Jesus, Lord, have mercy on us. And he stops. Only now I look at him, see him. His feet bear witness to miles worn into his soles. A face of care-carved furrows, heavy black curls clotted with windswept dust, the bruising marks of the road. He stops, hangs a moment, swaying, then lifts his head and looks. Jesus, Lord, have mercy. He sees us. Dark eyes squinting in the sun's knife edge, he sees us. We are silent, all breath and wind caught in this moment, held in the teacher's gaze. Go, he says. Go show yourselves to the priests. And as one we go, stumbling, limping, hauling our bumbling bodies down the road to reveal to the priests what we do not even know. We bear this revelation in trust and we go. After, we could never point to the moment. There was no thunder, no sudden snap of closing wounds, no stretching tight of new skin on frames of worn faces. But somewhere on the way, as we go, set to breach the border we have kept so long as holy writ, we are made well. Somewhere on the way, we look at ourselves, feel our once crumbled noses, look at hands and feet, and see the ravenous pits and canyons of disease are gone. We see that we are healed. Excitement cracks open into smiles as those who for so long would not, could not touch, reach for each other, hold hands, embrace, push the other to arm's length, laugh in each other's faces, and hug again. I hang back. They run to find the priest, to shed their rags, reveal the blank canvas of their skin, to start fresh in this revelation. They run to get back in, to start where they left off, to find their daily life again. They run to prove they are clean, to have done this little interruption, this blip of sickness, this border life of lurking at the edge. They run away from me. I turn back. I can't run away from what I was so long, cannot jump straight to joy. The edge is not over for me. I turn back. I wonder at the grace in my feet made whole and new, tilt my smooth face to the light, the strong blue of the sky strikes in my chest, the sandy yellow rocks glow in the sun, lifting my heart on wings as I run back. The edge is not over for me. When I see him, a shout forces out, not the strangled unclean shouted from a distance, but an intimate word I have not sung in a very long time, Hosanna. I fall down, reach out and touch his feet, the first flesh I have touched in a long time. I press my forehead to his feet and weep my tears over his toes, the only thanks I can imagine spilling out. I hope you can feel thanksgiving in this wellspring. Thanks for healing, for feeling well, for looking well, for being well. Thanks for letting me touch, accepting my touch, giving me a touch that others will not cringe from. Thanks for an end to being the outcast among the outcasts, for an end to the shout of unclean, an end to naming myself as apart from others, for a new chance, a new day, the sunrise, the sky, the air, the soil, thank you, for vibrant colors, sharp, fresh smells, soft human touch, thank you. Weren't there 10 of you made whole, he says. I look up, but he speaks over my head, past me. The other 9, where are they? He makes a show of looking, not seeing them. He He doesn't look at me. Was none of them found to return? Do none of them come to praise God except this foreigner? This foreigner. I cringe back into myself. One of 10 pushed away on the edge. It will never be over. I bury my face in the teacher's feet and refuse to let go. A touch, dry and warm, cradles my face. Thumbs massage my flesh, soft as newborn, and my heart melts. I look up. He is crouching, holding me, looking at me, seeing me. The dusty chocolate of his skin crinkles with joy at the edges of his eyes, lips quirked in irony. Get up and go. Find your way. Your faith has saved you. Get up in this fresh body, this flesh that is you, that was never not you, that was never not wholly worthy, that can touch and be touched and loved, this thankful body. Get up and go. Find your way on open roads. Step out of the nooks and crannies of your own life. Live at large. Your faith has saved you. Lingers, the print of his hands pressed into my skin. He goes on his way, leaves me at this new edge, trembling to step off.
Thank you, Allison. We're going to do a little bit more listening. We're going to listen now to a song, God Remembers. This recording was done, Allison shared it with me. It's from Chicago Community Mennonite Church. And so as we're listening to it, the words to the song will be on the screen if you want to follow along with the words.
Remembers pain, nail by nail, thorn by thorn, hunger, thirst, and muscles torn. Time may dull our griefs and heal our lesser wounds, but in eternal love, yesterday is now, and pain is in the heart of God. Remembers joy, touch of love, taste of food, all our senses know is good. Love and life flow by, and precious days are gone. But in eternal love, every day is now, and joy is in the heart of God.
Please join me in prayer. Gracious God, we come to you this evening with much to be grateful for. even as there is much that we are concerned about, or losses we're processing, or anxieties we have. But we start, God, by pausing for gratitude, remembering what it is that we want to say thank you for, including the homes that we have, the warmth and protection that we have as it is a particularly cold and windy day, and as we're aware that far colder days are coming in the winter ahead. And we are mindful of those who do not have homes to protect them from the weather and other forms of risk or danger. Lord, there is much that is worrisome these days as we are heading into the winter season, and COVID infections and hospitalizations are rising seemingly in just about every state, as well as around the world. We lift up these prayers in your most precious and powerful name. Amen. Thank you all. This is the end of our service now, but if there are any announcements that people have to make, I would invite you to...